Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 20th Perek of Maseches Shabbos. That we're going to be learning Perek Chaf, Mishnah Gimel, and Perek Chaf, Mishnah Dalet. Perek Chaf, Mishnah Gimel is going to continue our discussion regarding various halachos of preparing food on Shabbos. It says the Mishnah, Ein Shorin es hachiltis befoshrin. You're not allowed to soak this type of sharp herb in warm water, in order to make a liquid that is typically drunk as medicine. And since preparing medicine, we learned earlier, often involves the malacha of tochein, often involves the malacha of grinding the herbs, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. The Chacham said that preparing any medicine is not allowed, even if it does not involve actually grounding, because it is going to cause someone to grind on Shabbos. Therefore, you cannot make this type of concoction. However, says the Mishnah, Aval knows in the socha chomit, but you may put this sharp herb into vinegar to make a liquid that is typically used as a food dip. Because there it looks like you're making a dip. It doesn't look like you're making medicine. No one's going to grind it as medicine, because what you're doing is making a food dip, which you're allowed to do. Now, the Mishnah is going to teach some halachas regarding the animal food, beginning with a vetch, which is like this is a type of a food that was used as animal feed. Says the Mishnah, Ve'in Shorin Es HaKarshinin, that you're not allowed to soak vetches in water so that any waste mixed with the vegetable float to the top. Ve'lo Shafin Osam, you're not allowed to rub vetches with our hands in order to remove any waste that is stuck to them. These are all also because they would be under the malacha of borer, of separating, or separating the good from the bad, and the bad from the good, which you are not allowed to do on Shabbos. Aval nosin l'soch hakvara, o l'soch hakalkala, but you may put vetches mixed with the bad waste into a sieve or into a basket to store them. And even though the waste may fall through the holes of the sieve or the basket, that's not your intention, that's not what you're looking to do, and therefore you have to store it in these items. Now we're going to continue dealing with the halachos of straw on Shabbos, which again is another type of animal food. It says the Mishnah, in kovrin es hateven bakvara, you're not allowed to sift straw with a sieve in order to separate it from bristles, like the little pieces that surround the wheat kernels, which are not fit for animal consumption. You're not allowed to put the sieve with the straw in it on an elevated area so that there is space between the sieve and the ground in order that the bristles should drop through the holes in the sieve. Right, again, all of these would be usur because of sifting, the rabbinic prohibition, the subcategory prohibition of sifting, again, only on a midrabanan level, though. Aval, but says the Mishnah, no telu bekvar v'no sin zochavos, however, you may take straw in a sieve and place it in a feeding trough, that even though some bristles will likely fall through the sieve while he's carrying it, because his kavana, his intention, is not to separate the bristles, but only to transport the straw, it is therefore permissible, it is therefore allowed in this situation. Continuing now with Perek Chaf, Mishnah Dalet. Our Mishnah is going to continue the previous Mishnah's discussion of feeding animals on Shabbos, starting with a law about sweeping an animal's feeding trough. Now, on a midrabanan level, you're not allowed to sweep a trough that has an earthen type of floor, because we're concerned that a person might come to fill it in with small holes in the floor and thereby violate the malacha of bona of building. And if you fill in the holes in the floor, you're building, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And the first halacha in our Mishnah is going to discuss sweeping the floor of a trough that is a wood or stone container with its own floor. It says the Mishnah, Gorfin Melifne Haptam, a person may sweep dirt out from a trough that is placed before an ox that is being fattened for slaughter, provided the trough is a container with a non-earthen floor, that there is no concern for any holes being filled. Umisalkin let's start the Mipnehar. That if there's a lot of straw, for example, in front of the ox. You may move the straw to the side on account of the feces, of the dung of the animal that is there, meaning that is the ox will not step on it and dirty it will with the dung on its feet. Divrei Rabbi Dosa, this is the opinion of Rabbi Dosa. The Chachamim Omer, but the Chachamim say no, that these are both sweeping the trough and moving the straw are both prohibited according to the Chachamim. They forbid sweeping the trough because they are concerned that people might come and mistakenly think that you're allowed to sweep a trough that it has an earthenware bottom. They're not going to distinguish and realize this is either wood or stone. And they forbid moving the straw because some of it is surely already dirty and the animal will never eat it. And since that part of the straw has no use, it is therefore considered to be muktzeh and therefore may not be moved. He may therefore not move any of the straw. Now the Mishnah is going to conclude with one other case involving moving animal food. Says the Mishnah, "Nodli milfnei behema zo v'nos milfnei behema zo b'shabbos." So you're allowed to take the extra food from one animal and place it before another animal on Shabbos, provided that the second animal will likely actually eat the food. You're not allowed to, you know, bring leftovers to another animal that is probably going to reject it, was probably not going to eat the food, because we assume that the second animal will not eat it, and you're not allowed to do that in that situation. Have a great day.